Morning. This weekend sees the kickoff of the annual MTN 8 competition with Chakuma cha Matsivandila taking on SuperSport United at Toyando Stadium at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Vuyani Joni is the editor of Soccer Loduma, joins me on the line now. Molobudin, welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and the listeners as well.
And of course, we have a Chakuma cha Matsivandila playing SuperSport United tomorrow because of the purchase they made of Bidvest Wits last season.
Yes, that's a game we are looking forward to. And it couldn't have come at a better time. It's going to be an opener. And it should be a very, very exciting and interesting one because it was yesterday. Chakuma announced their squad and the technical team. And on paper, they do have a number of good players. But I'm just worried about the timing and the period that they had together because, I mean, you can have all the good players, but putting a team together is not as easy as buying individual players. So it's going to be very interesting, but I don't think SuperSport United would have much of a problem dealing with them because SuperSport United bring the very same team. So there's a lot of stability from SuperSport United's side. But this is football. Anything is possible. Although I don't foresee SuperSport United losing this one to Chakum.
Cape Town City is away to Orlando Pirates at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. They're playing at Orlando Stadium. It's going to be a difficult tour for Cape Town City, isn't it?
You see, those two always bring their A game, and they always play good football, exciting, exciting brand of football. And this is one of the games that we all look forward to because there is no going to be anyone holding anything. It's going to be an all attack from both sides. So as much as it's a good draw for Pirates playing at home, you can never rule Cape Town City out of causing an upset because they have some very, very exciting players. I mean, their attack, and you all know what happens with Orlando Pirates' defense. And I also look forward to see what's going to happen because they, until they signed Tyson, there was always a problem in their central defense. And the pace of the attack of the Cape Town City players is going to pose a serious, serious problem for them. But like I said, this is the first competitive game, so everyone is looking forward to see what's going to happen with all the changes that happened in both teams.
Kaizer Chiefs have a new coach, and they'll be taking on Maritzburg United at FNB Stadium at 3 o'clock on Sunday. How do you see that game playing out?
And another interesting one because Gavin would obviously want to introduce himself to the Chiefs family in a positive way, but he's got his work cut out because firstly, he couldn't find anyone so far because of the ban. Secondly, he's got four key players that will not be available for selection. That is Nogovic, Katsande, Manyama and Leonardo Castro due to injury for Nogovic and Castro and suspension for Manyama and Katande. Now, he's going to have to dig deep now and find replacements. And unfortunately, those replacements would definitely be players that were not enjoying regular game time last season. So it's going to be very interesting to see who will be plugging those holes and how they're going to fare. On the other side, Maritzburg United bring a fairly, fairly balanced team that has been doing the job for them, even though Kwandam Kwanyama will not be available due to suspension. So, on paper, Maritzburg United go into this one more prepared than Kaizer Chiefs, but Kaizer Chiefs have a new coach and the players, you know what happens when there's a new coach, everyone lifts their game because they want to impress and prove the previous coach wrong. So, that's going to be another interesting one, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
And then the Lucas Moripa Stadium is going to be the ground for the final of the quarterfinal matchups, Mamelodi Sundowns taking on Bloemfontein Celtic.
Another interesting one because the games between these two teams are always very, very close. and they have some unfinished business from the final of the Nedbank Cup, and here they meet again. And now Sundowns with a new technical team arrangement and a couple of new faces, the Celtic team will go into this one thinking they do have a chance to upset Mamelodi Sundowns, because they could have done that even in the final against in the Nedbank Cup. So they will definitely fancy their chances going to this one. But this is going to be sort of a baptism of fire for the technical team of Mamelodi Sundowns, Manqoba Mngwethi, Ruan Mokoena, and Steve Kontola, because everyone is looking forward to see how they're going to do this thing, because this joint coaching and the senior coach arrangement is new to South African football, and people have already got mixed feelings about it. So we're all looking forward to see how it's going to pan out.
It's going to be lovely having live football again. Vuyani Joni, thank you very much for your time this morning. Editor of Soccer La Duma, the MTN8 football competition kicking off this weekend.